Hi, Najee. Thank you for taking the time out to go over a few of these questions. I'm going to start with asking you, how has your life changed since March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
It hasn't been any drastic changes apart from online classes, a few places, but I mean most places being closed, like the gym that were closed for like the first couple of months, couldn't really go anywhere, restaurants, bars, everything was closed, so I was basically working home.
So you mentioned school. How is that different for you? The fact that everything now is probably online.
It's a bit more challenging. You would think it would be easier, but it's a bit more challenging. There's more research. You gotta do more, like you have to do more by yourself. Like you gotta do more research by yourself, more experiments and all of that. So yeah, and yeah, it's on a, you would, as I said, like you would think it would be a bit easier, but it's easier going to school.
So, I'm assuming that you're using a lot of technology. Did you have any type of issues like gaining access to the internet or anything like that?
No issues.
Okay.
No, I didn't have any issues getting access to the internet or devices to use the internet or get devices that I needed to have access to my classes. I guess I kind of had all of those in place already, so there was no challenges.
Okay, now, so what were the main or most trusted sources where you received your information about COVID-19?
Let's see. I would most often like Google stuff like the number of cases, which states have the most cases and most deaths and stuff like that. But then there was also the news on TV. So I guess the internet and TV.
Okay, sounds good. So regarding allies, do you have like a you have or currently have a group of people that you rely on for probably your strengths to provide, some type of support?
Close friends and family members, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what were your greatest disappointments as a result of the pandemic?
Disappointments. Not being able to go anywhere. Like it's at first you before the pandemic, you if you wanted to go somewhere, it was a choice. When the pandemic hit, you really had no choice. It was just stay inside. So not being able to have a choice on going outside or going somewhere was kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Okay, so I know that you work in the food industry. Upon the start of the pandemic, did you guys had any like shortages of probably PPEs and how did you feel going out there not knowing what was going really going on?
When it just started, it wasn't like as most people, like as everyone else, like we wasn't like really taking it that serious. We didn't think it would be that serious, but then when we really got into it, like around I think it was the ending of March to the starting of April, it kind of got serious. So going out and going to work was a bit scary because when they announced a lockdown, like the supermarkets got really crowded, so there was like a bunch of people in there. You didn't know who was who and who had whatever, so that was kind of scary. And pertaining to PPPs, we were out of a bunch of stuff, like everything, first aid, paper towels, sanitizers, all that stuff was out.
So you would go to work with your own mask, or they would probably provide you with a mask when you get there.
Those were short, like in the beginning, masks were short. They tried to provide you with masks, but having your own was a better option because there was no guarantee they would have when you got there.
When you get there, yeah. Okay. So regarding testing for COVID-19, are you aware of locations to get tested for COVID-19?
Yes.
And how did you get those locations? How were you made aware?
I heard people talking about it. Like I would talk to people and they would like it would come up in conversation. So if they knew someplace that tests were being done, you know, you could ask, they would tell you. So basically word of mouth.
Okay. Now, what are your greatest fears moving forward?
My greatest fear moving forward. There's always gonna like you when this is over, there's always gonna be like a sense of paranoia of people like getting close to you or people just getting close, people just being around you in general. There's gonna be this sense of paranoia that's left in the air that's gonna take at least a year or 2 years for it to completely dissipate or whatever. So it's gonna be rough. Being able to trust someone being close to you again and not knowing what's going on because you're still paranoid about the whole situation.
I agree. I can see that happening. Now, I know the vaccine is out. I think you guys have the vaccine out there. The last time I was there, I think I saw a sign saying that they're issuing the vaccines to people of the community. Are you thinking about taking the vaccine, or have you received the vaccine?
I'm thinking about traveling in the summer, so more than likely I am gonna get the vaccine.
Okay. And is there if there was one thing that you or someone else could have done differently, what would it be?
If there was one thing you could have done differently. Like me or someone that I know, somebody close to me, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't see anything that I would have done differently, apart from people panic shopping and making like supermarkets and stuff like a hotbed for the virus.
So you witnessed people super shopping like firsthand, I'm assuming. You saw it all.
A ton of panic shopping. It was a disaster. Like shelves were completely wiped. You would see one person with a cart completely filled to the top with toilet paper, paper towels, and stuff.
So how did your company reduce that? How did they prevent people from overbuying or, saving some stuff for the others?
We put limit on specific products. At a certain point, you could only buy like one. You could only buy one of each product. So there were limits. We had limits on almost all the paper products, the sanitizers, alcohol, and rubbing alcohol, peroxides and stuff like that. First aid stuff, we had limits on all of those.
Okay, sounds good. All right, then. Is there anything else you would like to share that I didn't ask?
I know we covered everything.
Okay.
Yeah, we covered everything.
All right, great. Thanks again for doing this.
No
And
problem.
stay safe.
You too. Thank you.